The Woke Right Strikes Back. And the Griffin Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
It's the one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, and that's good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, depending on where you are. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
What's happening, y'all? I finally figured out why the super chat counter is always off when I start the stream. And I think what it is as we get more viewers, it bumps it to the right. I try to look for another place for this. Anyway, today's stream cost $98. That's the goal today. People have been saying to me, Hotep, you're giving away all this information for free. Some days I stream and there's nothing there. They said, you got to change that, Hotep. So today's stream costs $98. You guys can join together and help us hit that goal. To make this thing worth everyone's while. The grifties are out. The grifties have been unleashed. Let's see if we can pull that up on your screen. Hold on. Shout out to our sponsors, Syscoin and Dropkick Copy, for sponsoring our event. But the grifties is live. Is live? Are live? It's one show, so I guess the Grifties is live. Is that the proper grammar here? There it is. It's uploaded directly to Patreon, so you motherfuckers can't bootleg it. I know some of you are going to find a way to bootleg it, but that's okay. Try not to bootleg it, please. And there it is, the Grifties. It will release this to the public later on. We have 232 members. It only costs $5 a month. You also get an extra episode of Hotep's Been Told You, as you can see that right here. You get the extra episodes every week. So not only do we do Hotep's Been Told You on Thursday, we also do Hotep's Been Told You on Monday, except Monday it's pay gated. And along with that, for people who are in the Patreon, you automatically get to see the Grifties. So shout out to the people that have been supported with the Patreon, et cetera, et cetera. Grifties are now live. Go tell a friend, tell your mama, tell your liberal cousin with the blue hair, tell your trans cousin, tell everybody. The Grifties is out now. Patreon.com/Hotep's Been Told You. That link is also in the description box below. Who's in the chat? Dre, what up, man? Rudy, I see you. Strong Dad in the chat. Lauren in the chat. Don Day, I see you. Haram Life. You know, I was just thinking before I went live today, how thankful I am to have those people that showed up at the Grifties. You know, it's outside the audience. Audience is great. But, you know, Alex Stein, you know, being the mega star that he is, showing up and showing out and showing love to the Hoteps, Sam Tripoli, you know, Chrissy Mayer. At some point, I'm going to have to sit down and call these people individually and just say thank you for being a part of our show. But it was an absolute fun time having those guys in the, having those ladies and gentlemen in the building. So, yeah, really, really good times. Shout out to Jaden Tinkcom. $5 super. Thank you for the content, man. My mindset has changed a ton since I started tuning in. See that?
Oh, this is a real Hotep, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. Changing minds or mindsets. We're not into changing minds. We're into cultivating Hotep mindsets. And that is a type of mind that seeks to grow, learn, and expand. Okay? All right. Today's episode is titled The Woke Right Strikes Back. And you know, this has been a long time coming. I might have done a mini one of these shows before, but I think, wait, hold on. Matter of fact, I think I have a PowerPoint presentation on this. Let me see. I think I have a PowerPoint presentation on the woke right grift. Let's see what we got here. We should probably... Okay, we do. Let's start off with this and then go into today's. We're just going to do a quick refresher based upon my previous slide deck. Is that what y'all still call it? You guys call it slide deck, PowerPoint presentations, whatever it is. But here we go. All right, here we go. So, just to remind you what we've covered in previous episodes as far as what the woke right is, what the woke right grift really is. Well, it begins with the concept of liberty. And last time we spoke about this, we said on the left, it's called liberation. On the right, it's called liberty. So if you were to use the term liberation, people would think you're a leftist. If you use the term liberty, you're a rightist. So it just shows you how similar they both use our vocabulary for their partisan grifting purposes. Okay, so that is the religion. The religion, or it's to be more specific, it's more like heaven, right? This concept of heaven, like, oh, when you die, you go to heaven. Some of y'all believe that shit, and that's fine too. But this is, it's a religious philosophy. It's very religious, this liberty grift, this right-wing grift is, this woke right. Because there's right-wing and then there's woke right. Two different things. Next, who are their followers? Well, their followers are boomers and zoomers. Boomers and zoomers. Two groups of people have no idea what the fuck is going on here. No concept. The boomers are way too old to learn. They don't want to learn, stuck in their ways. And the zoomers are young and dumb. Now you see the same thing with the left. The left is predominantly zoomers. That's who they're actually trying to target, but it's not actually working for the left. The gods are the influencers. So those are your, I would say, you know, gods is probably a wrong word. Let's say prophets. We're always updating our slide decks. So these are your prophets. You got, you know, Matthew, Paul, John, Mary, Susan, whoever your prophets are. These are your influencers. So the influencers are the new prophets. And these people follow behind these people like they're actually prophets. The Bible, the religious text for this group of people, would be the Constitution / democracy. Strong Dad says demagogues. I like that. That also works. I like that. Let's put that there. Bible, they believe in the Constitution. That is their religious text, is the Constitution. They live and die by that thing. Whether right or wrong, we're not going to get into the woes of the Constitution. The church, well, that's the rally. Could also be online. Could also be online, right? That's where these people congregate, at these rallies. And then a prayer equals a vote. I mean, it's really is what it's good for, right? I would say a prayer is probably better than a vote.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Okay. A prayer is probably better than a vote. And that's sad to say. But votes have replaced prayers in this instance, right? Okay. And it, something else we'll notice from this is there's no foreseeable end. And that's key to the grift. What were we talking about last night? That the woke right was grifting off of. What did they want to remove? Some institution. Oh, we were talking about leftists. And the leftists wanted to remove the institution of jails, and they call themselves abolitionists. And the reason why that grift works is because there's no foreseeable end. Like, it's not realistic. It's just not realistic. So a lot of people have these grandiose goals. You also see this with some of the right wing contingents who have this utopia of whiteness, where their white women are not burning any coal and there's no Negroes in America and America's just them here. And it's just like, okay, so you guys also live in this fake utopia fantasy. Okay. All right. So that's a refresher just to put all that in your mind. We may refer back to that in a little bit, but the first story you want to talk about today is probably the most arguable. I would say, this one right here isn't as bad, but I think it's still a miss. I think it's still a miss. This is a story that the woke right has highlighted and are complaining about. Okay. They are complaining about, obviously, this is the immigrants. And I'm going to put this on your screen right now. Let's go to the tape. Gateway Pundit posts this. This is Gateway Pundit. Many other people have posted this. Says here, a U.S. District Judge, Sharon Johnson Coleman, appointed by Barack Obama. You see how they include these? Oh, this was an Obama appointee. Okay. All right, bro. This is how they frame stories in their audience's mind. This is how they frame them. Barack Obama bad, so let's make sure we include that Barack Obama thing in there. This is all framing, right? Ruled that, because it has absolutely nothing to do with the story, ruled that an illegal immigrant has the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. So many people have found this alarming. In fact, let's take a look. Let's just put Sharon Johnson Coleman in the search and just see some of the responses that have been levied online. Okay, well, here's Chief Complaint Officer. Chief Complaint Officer and Wokeness. Holy shit, Obama appointed, blah, 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 just ruled that illegal immigrants, buckle up, folks, have the right to carry guns. Okay. So these people are alarmed. Okay. So here's something I haven't seen. Louisiana Libertarian Party, shout out to Chad. He says, U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman is right to support the right to bear arms for so-called illegal immigrants. Conservatives would do well to actually support rights for a change. Now, that's a take that I'm like, that's the way I thought people would want to spin this. When the left does something, you got to know how to spin it. You got to learn transmutation. And that's something that the right sucks at, is transmutation. The only thing they know is, let me start bitching, right? Let me turn into a whole-ass hoe. In a recent ruling, so here, Right Angle News Network, right? This is the woke right media. You can't make this up. They want to strip citizens of their Second Amendment rights and give them to illegals. These are their new soldiers. Really, nigga? Really? Oh, my God. The Constitution does not apply to non-citizens. So this is what they're worried about. Now, I did say, to be fair, I did say in the beginning, there is some room to argue here. There is some room. The woke right is not completely wrong. Let's go to the details. Let's pull up the article. Let's stop wasting time. So here's an article, the lone article I was able to find. Maybe there's others out there, but this is the only one I was able to find. So somebody in the chat has the name Taste tasteful thickness. First of all, pause. Dude wants illegal Nigerians to have Glocks. So we've identified the woke right in the chat. Hello to the woke right in the chat. Welcome. Please keep your shoes on because we don't expect you to stay long. Check your panties to see if they've been soiled. You might be afraid of some illegal immigrants. So, fascinating. Oh, she listening? Hey, yo, real quick. Hold up. Shout out to the Black Queens. Happy birthday to Spotless Mind and his Black Queen. Happy birthday to you, sis. Many, many more to you. And can't wait to meet you. We got to do a couples date or something like that because we both out here. So yeah, happy birthday. Enjoy. Thank you for watching. I know that some of my views may not be what you're used to. So I got to thank you very much for listening in and tuning in and being an open-minded person. And it says a lot about your personality. If anybody's able to listen to Hotep Jesus, this person has already embarked on a journey of expansion of the mind. And congratulations to you for being on that journey along with us. Happy birthday, Mrs. Spotless Mind. All right, let's go back. Hotep Swinger Cruise. Come on, bro. What are y'all doing? That's the shit y'all into. That's the shit y'all like. I do love Glocks. Anyway, let's go back. So what does the story say here? She said you schooled me about that South America tick yesterday. Yeah, that South America shit deep, bro. That shit deep. Okay. U.S. Judge ruled this month that... All right, let's just skip all this bullshit. Let's go right to the meat. Pause. Carbajal Flores had no criminal history of improper use of a gun and therefore, according to the court, did not present a public danger when exercising his Second Amendment right in Chicago in 2020. Okay, so this is a very old case that I guess is just now getting settled. There's a quote here from the court case. Carbajal Flores contends that he received and used a handgun solely for self-protection and protection of property during a time of documented civil unrest in the spring of 2020. Sounds to me like Carbajal Flores is afraid of the same people that the woke right is. Let's continue. Thus, this court finds that, as applied to Carbajal and Flores, Title 18 is unconstitutional. Interesting. Okay. In her decision, Coleman cited, now this is the part that we have to learn from. We got to pay attention. Do not be like the woke right. You got to take your wins when you can get them. Coleman cited the Supreme Court's ruling in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. Write that down. Record that somewhere. You are going to need this at some point. Okay. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. This is what we call case law. Okay. This is called case law. When you go fight in front of a judge and you do something, what you want to do is you want to bring other decisions made in other courts, preferably the same court, but if you can find other courts, especially higher courts, then guess what? Then you can use that in your case to help you, walk away, dismiss charges, et cetera, right? Okay, so use it to fight your case. So it says here, it found that New York State could not constitutionally prevent anyone from carrying a pistol in public. The case, she said, established a framework for analyzing whether a challenged firearm regulation violates the Second Amendment. The non-citizen possession statute, Title 18, violates the Second Amendment as applied to Carbajal Flores, the judge wrote. Thus, the court grants Carbajal Flores motion to dismiss. Courts continue to evaluate the right to bear arms and who is responsible for illegal acts and committed with guns. In Washington earlier this month, a federal judge rejected a challenge to a law allowing lawsuits against gun makers if their weapons are used improperly. So these are some really good judgments made by these judges. A suspect in Maryland shooting that killed a 2-year-old last month was in the country illegally and had prior detainments, according to U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement. So this is some woke right media shit here where it's like, okay, you had to find some story of an illegal immigrant shooting somebody to put that as the last statement as you review this new case. Okay, so should the Constitution apply to non-citizens? I got to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know the law around that. I don't know our judicial system well enough to say that the Constitution, based upon them having the status of a non-citizen, okay? Because there could be, well, there are different statuses, right? You got foreign national, you got citizens, you got non-citizens. So I don't know how we can say, you know, definitively that it does not apply to them. And if anybody has that information, please fork it over and I will review it. What I can say is I don't give a shit. What I can say is I feel like going in New York City with my Glock out.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Now, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to spend a night in Rikers. But this is a huge win for Americans. Like, if you're a two-way guy, I don't know how you can look at this and go, oh, this is bad. Nah, it sounds like your two-way the illegal immigrants help your Second Amendment become more established. Because if the illegals could have a gun, you definitely could have one. It's not this whole, oh, they're taking our guns and they're not. No, if they're going to take guns, they're going to take everybody's guns, okay? All right? I know the system's fucked up, but it ain't that fucked up. Like, they still follow the book, my nigga. It's just that they be messing up the books. But the books in some states are still pretty decent. Audrey Brown says, if you are here illegally, you have no rights that I as a citizen have to respect. Yeah, but you're not the judge. You're not the judge. You're just a citizen. You're nobody. You're a tax-paying citizen. Okay? Jay said, exactly. The red whites need to stop whining and run with it. Yeah, too much bitch-assness. Oh, my God, they let them have guns, but not us? What do you mean? This case literally says you can have guns. It's literally what the case says. They don't know how to flip it, though. They don't know how to flip it. They don't know how to flip it. If the Hoteps can take the term Hotep, that's supposed to be a pejorative, that's supposed to be a diss, and flip it, y'all can flip this. I'm tired of the bitching. I'm tired of bitching. Oh, my God. My illegal aliens. Oh, the illegal aliens, they're coming across the border. Oh, my God. Jose gonna kill me. Shut your bitch ass up. Sound like a bitch. Is you strapped, nigga? Because I ain't scared of nobody as long as I'm strapped. Jose, Pablo. I don't give a shit. Long as it ain't El Chapo, I ain't got no motherfucking problems.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Them niggas ain't going to try me. And if they do, shit, fuck it. We going out in the blaze. Where's the men that talk like that? Shit weird, man. So now the woke right, they found a new trick. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm going to update OBS today because I think that's the problem. It's just freezing for some weird reason. All right. Let's see. Is that... All right, we got Rumble back up. So, yeah, where was I? Jose and them? Yeah. Niggas scared of Jose and them. It's some bullshit. My bad. If the stream just freezes, don't worry. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Shout out to our cash, our supers. We are at $14.99 on the way to our goal of $98. Let me read that super chat. Hold on. Rudy said, as a felon who had his rights restored, I am allowed to possess and carry, but I am not allowed to purchase. Good thing I stored all mine up when I was locked up. Hell yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. So, if I was a right-wing grifter, what I would do is I would come in here, do a Google search on illegal immigrants, right? Illegal immigrants, pull one of these stories, and act like I did something for somebody. This is the woke right grift. Let's go to the next story. Now, this one, I don't think you can argue this one. The two-way, there's some argument there. Does the Constitution apply to illegals and all of that shit? There's some room to argue that. However, this next one, I don't think there's room to argue with this next one. Where is it? Hold on. Here we go. All right. Anyway. Let's see. Okay, I'm not frozen. All right, let's see. Can we bring this up now without any issues? Let's see. Let's see. Am I still here? All right, perfect. So, here's the next story, right? Woke right cyber attack. Washington Supreme Court rules that bar exam no longer a requirement to practice law. Cites impact on marginalized groups. Now, there are some details about this decision that add some nuance. I'll tell you what they are just for the sake of clarity, but they don't matter for the sake of argument. Okay, so what they're basically saying is one could actually, let me just pull it up. I should just pull it up just to make sure we're super accurate. So, practice law bar exam. Let's see. Let's go news. All right, here we go. I don't want to use the Daily Wire link. I don't want woke right propaganda. All right, this is better. Let's use the Reuters. Let's use the Reuters link. Hold on. Let's see if I freeze right here. Hold on. Am I still here? Okay, good. All right. Washington adopts new lawyer licensing paths as state's mall bar exam bypasses, right? So what they're saying is there's two new licensing pathways, right? One is an apprenticeship program for law school graduates who would work under the supervision of an experienced lawyer for 6 months and then submit a portfolio of work for evaluation. So that's one pathway without the bar exam. Okay. A separate option would allow law students to complete 12 credits of skills coursework and 500 hours of hands-on legal work before graduation, then submit a portfolio to the Washington State Bar to become licensed. So there are three different pathways to become an attorney in the state of Washington. Okay. Now, the issue is, and wokeness in these cats, what do they say here? The madness of wokeness in a nutshell, right? Because the headline says marginalized groups. So God forbid marginalized groups get any retribution in this country, right? And I'm not going to get into the cultural issues in testing because there are cultural issues in testing, right? Like, for example, if somebody from Louisiana were to come to New York and I gave you an exam, but all of it was culturally New York, you might not score as high as somebody from New York. Just like if somebody came down to Louisiana and you started using all these terms that Louisianans use. So there are some cultural issues with standardized testing. It's like, what? Crawfish. I ain't never seen no crawfish. You know what I'm saying? What does it say here? So it's joining Wisconsin and New Hampshire, which have for years offered law graduates a way to become licensed without taking the bar exam. High courts in California, Minnesota, and Utah are currently considering proposals to license attorneys without the bar exam. Nevada, South Dakota are among states developing such proposals. Those new options protect the public, address a serious legal desert problem in Washington, and help remedy the fairness and bias concerns with the traditional licensure. Okay. Verona was co-chair. So it says the task force's report noted studies that show the bar exam disproportionately and unnecessarily blocks historically marginalized groups from entering the practice of law, and that the exam is a financial burden for law graduates. Okay. So let's go back. Hopefully I don't freeze. Okay, I'm good. All right. Let's go here. Pull this up. Hopefully I don't freeze. Let's see. One, two. Am I here? Okay, cool. Let's see. Am I here? Okay, perfect. All right. So I said, technically, the headline is as free market as you can get. Right? Now, before we go into my diatribe, let's type in right wing. What does it say here? Hopefully I don't freeze. Perfect. Okay, we're here still. Right wing, the section of a political party or citizen that advocates for free enterprise and private ownership and typically favors socially traditional ideas, the conservative group or section. Right. So this is all about free enterprise. Right. Let's type in conservative. Averse to change or innovation, free enterprise, private ownership, socially traditional ideas. Okay, so you'll see them consistently come back to private ownership. What does Wiki say about right wing? The original use of the term, now this is key right here. This is key. This is super key. Remember this. The original use of the term right wing relative to communism placed conservatives on the right and liberals in the center and communists on the left. So this is a response to communism, still reactionary. Both the conservatives and liberals were strongly anti-communist. The history of the use of the term right wing about anti-communism is a complicated one. All right. Hold on. Nationalism, populism, religion, social stratification. State and reject. Okay. Yep. So here's another key one. Right libertarians reject collective or state-imposed equality. All right. All right, cool. So we understand that when we're talking about right wing, what we're talking about here is supposed to be free market enterprise. All right. Now, there were some interesting comments when I said technically this headline is as free market as you can get before I had, you know, looked at the article and read the article for myself. So tasteful thickness, pause, says free market means no standards for credentials. Is some real low IQ stuff. Oh, poor guy. Oh, man. Oh, I can't wait to annihilate him. I'm going to come back to that comment and just show him the error in his ways. You know, and they always like to throw out that low IQ. Oh, this is a low IQ take. This is a low IQ take. As they rumble down. Hold on, let me get Rumble back up. Oh, you're right. Damn, Rumble is down. I'm probably streaming on Kick right now by accident. Oops. That's supposed to be my chess channel. I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to go back and delete that video. It's supposed to be chess only over there. So, yeah, I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how this guy. I don't even want to say his name anymore. It's so homo. How he's low IQ, right? But first, I want to show you something, okay? I want to show you something, then we'll come back to that, right? That idiotic comment. So some suggestions here. Maybe just passing law school is necessary. And I told them, well, that's what they're saying, including other passageways to license. She says, I think Mississippi does the same. No need for the bar exam if one attends and passes through the requisite classes from an accredited law school. At one time in Georgia, I believe that one could be mentored and recommended to the bar. I would have to check how long ago that was. So that's good information, right? She's feeding us some information. Another person says, flip it. No degree required. Pass the bar and practice law. That's not a bad idea either. I think there's a lot of financial hurdles to becoming an attorney that it's like, well, if you can pass the bar, you should be, you know, an attorney, right? So just interesting take. I don't know if I agree with it, but it's interesting, right? Somebody says this is not the W that End Wokeness thinks it is. This guy says, I actually see nothing wrong here. There are some terrible lawyers out there already. Why not? And I said, I'm in favor of this one, right? So here's an idiotic take. So medical nursing license isn't necessary to practice medicine and nursing. What about electrician licensing? Are standards no longer important? So this is, as this gentleman would say, this is a low IQ take. You know, it's like comparing apples to oranges. We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about practicing law. You're talking about hard sciences. Nursing, electrician. These are sciences. Law is law. This is very different. So let's just try and stay on topic, buddy. We can come back to that stuff a little bit later. But let's continue. This person says the bar is a huge scam in every state. Somebody says the bar has bupkis to do with being a decent lawyer, and membership in a bar association even less. Every single lawyer I ever met in practice knows that, and most would even admit it. Let the market decide. That's what we're going to come back to in just a minute. This guy understands, okay? That comment's so stupid, I can't even reply to it. But there's one in particular I'm looking for here. Here's another moron. Next, medical license not required to practice medicine due to equity and inclusion. Just brainwashed. These people are just brainwashed. Where's the comment I'm looking for? Was it in the quotes? Hold on, I want to find this before we continue. Somebody said get rid of the bar association completely. He says when you need a public defender, they can now send anyone. Nigga, they send anyone now. What are you talking about? I'd rather my cousin Vinny than a fucking public defender. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people, the Republicans and right grifters, will run away from a free market back to their communist utopia. Yeah. Yeah, they love fucking, they love the government. Damn, where was that comment? Anyway, I'll try to iterate what that comment said. But basically what they were saying is the bar leans left. The bar association, every state, is really like a leftist run thing. Right? So it's like, on one hand, you're saying the left should tell people who can and cannot be an attorney. On the other hand, it's like, yeah, let the left do that. Let the left tell people who can and cannot be an attorney. Then you're on the other side, you're like, no, they should not. We don't want the left in power. And it's just like, what do y'all want? What do y'all want? Do you hate the left or not? Do you have principles or not? We're going to get back to Gay Boy in the chat in a second. I'm just still looking for this comment here. Hold on. You know I'm very particular about finding this stuff. This guy says, I'll pass on a surgeon that doesn't need a license. Damn, these people. You could just tell who had, like... What did John Henry Clark say? All you do is tell me what you have not read. All these people do is just tell me what they have not read. Was it in this thread? Oh, no, this was interesting. That was about the anti-Mason party. That was interesting. In fact, I've covered that in the past with y'all. I thought maybe I'd expand it. All right, let's get back to Gay Boy in the chat. So Gay Boy in the chat, he says, free market means no standards for credentials is some real low IQ stuff. Chat. As we look around at this landscape here in America, would you say standards are high? Or would you say they're low? What would you say? To become a doctor, are standards high or are they low? To become a lawyer, are standards high or are they low? Because I could have sworn we just went through a pandemic, since you guys want to mix surgery and all this and doctors. We just went through a pandemic that showed doctors don't know shit. Don't know shit. So you went to all these years of school. You went and got your fucking license and you're still a fucking moron. What does that tell you about the licensing in this country? It's not worth a fucking damn. I sat there and watched the worst attorney try to defend, prosecute, I'm sorry, George Zimmerman. I mean, that prosecutor was trash. I'm sitting there like, yo, why? Like, the questions I have are not the questions the prosecutor is asking in the George Zimmerman case. I'm like, oh, so that this must be rigged so George Zimmerman walks, because who the fuck is this prosecutor? I'm not done yet. Practicing, yeah. I'm not done yet. Where's Gay Boy's comment at? Where is he? Mr. Low IQ. Where is he? Where's Mr. Low IQ? So, he's talking about lowering standards, right? And if you don't make attorneys pass the bar, you'll lower standards. You know, this is the shit that, like, leftists get right, where they say, you know, know, white people think they're so smart, but they're really dumb, right? This is like one of those examples where, you know, these red whites, blue whites, you know, they think that you can test competency on a piece of paper, right? They think that you answer these questions and you can test competency. But really, you're not testing competency. What you're testing is memory. It's a memory test, which means you can have a complete fucking moron go in, pass a test, and people think, oh, person's smart. No, really, they just crammed all night, took a bunch of Adderall, and memorized a bunch of things. But from the things that you memorized, how were you able to apply them? When we're talking about the court of law or court system, what we're talking about is the ability to argue. The ability to argue. I'm not sure how a bar test is going to be able to, a piece of paper, standardized test. I don't know how that is going to be able to judge how well you can argue. It can't. There's no way. Not possible. It's just a sheet of paper or some numbers on the screen. These are the facts. Now let's get back to the matter at hand. Free market enterprise and standards. And I always use this example. And this is why I said people don't read. They don't even research. What you need to do is you need to sit down and watch this. It's called Free to Choose. This is by Milton Friedman. Wonderful Jewish man. Where is it? Right here. Free to Choose. It's a decently long documentary. I think the episodes are like 30 to 40 minutes a piece. Like an hour a piece. There's 10 hours of content here. Free to Choose, right? In this documentary. And you should watch it. You should sit down and watch it. Your kids should watch it. Everybody should watch it so you can fucking have an intelligent conversation about free market capitalism. And it's called Free to Choose. This came out in 1980, okay? It's called Free to Choose. And basically the arguments they make here are the difference between standards being created by the state and standards being created by the market, okay? For example, if a chick going to get her titties done, you're going to have some women who are going to go, I'm going with the guy that's licensed. Not a bad idea. But the majority of women, they're choosing who's going to give them a new boob job based upon what they see. If they look at Drea and go, Drea, you can't even tell she had a surgeon. I want her surgeon's number. And they're not asking about a license. They just know Drea did not die and Drea looks like she's never had surgery. I want her surgeon. So there are some people in this world who want services done by phenomenal people and they don't care about licensing. Now, obviously, if you're going to be a doctor in America and you're practicing things like surgery, you're going to need to be licensed. So that means that it's an even playing field for all doctors because they all have a license. So what standard are you choosing after that? Well, how many people were injured by this doctor? What's his reporting? What are his reviews? What are his techniques? So licensing is no longer helping you because they're a licensed doctor that kill people every single day. So licensing isn't going to help you. What's going to help you is something called reputation, right? Reputation is part of your brand. And some doctors have a reputation of doing really good work. Some attorneys have a reputation of doing really good work. You go hire an attorney. Option A. Unlicensed. Option B, licensed. Option B, just had a client do life. Couldn't defend him to save his life. Option A is not licensed, but he just got a dude off of a life sentence. Dude's out, he's dismissed. This is Patriot Day, but Patriot Day is licensed. Who you gonna hire? The guy with a track record of getting people off? Or the guy with the license with a track record that doesn't get people off. So in a hypothetical scenario where there is no licensing requirements, What are you judging your hiring standards based upon? Success. What is this person's success rate? When you go and you book a vacation or a hotel, you don't go, does the hotel have a license to be a hotel? No, you go, you look at the reviews. Oh, they say the carpet dirty and the food is bad. I ain't going there. When you make purchases, whether you're purchasing creatine, protein powder, you know, equipment, tools, you're not going, well, did they get licensed by the FDA? No, you're going to check the reviews. You're going to see, oh, okay, this bodybuilder used it. He co-signed it. Goggins said it was cool. Joe Rogan said it was cool. I'm getting this shit because Rogan said it was cool. I'm getting Apex because Hotep Jesus said it was cool. Nobody's going to see if the shit's licensed. This is called free market capitalism. And in free market capitalism, you know who sets the standards? Customers set the standards, not the state. The issue is the state wants to set the standards so they can give you shitty services. Because what they do is they go, some people aren't going to be able to pass these standards. And some of those people are going to be really good at this work. It might be a surgeon. It might be an attorney. Some of these people are going to be really good at this work. However, they just suck at standardized testing. It's just not in them. That's not the type of person they are. So we get to cut out competition, people that could help affirm your constitutional rights. We are going to decimate that population of potential attorneys. There should be no standards for practicing law in America. The only standard should be, can you get somebody to hire you? If Hotep Jesus started practicing law tomorrow on my own and I didn't lose a case all year, you know whose business is going to be popping? Mine. Because I go in that courtroom, I take my case law with me, and we walk out innocent, case dismissed. The issue is that there's been so much communist propaganda in this country that they've conditioned so-called educated people to believe that these licensing requirements, these communist licensing requirements, are actually good for their own benefit when they're not. They're not. If you had a child and your child is suffering from some disease and they tell you, listen, one wrong move and your child dies, are you going based upon license when you pick a doctor? Oh, this one went to Harvard. This one, no. You're going to ask that doctor, have you ever done this kind of surgery before? And what is your success rate? I will pay anything for that. That's called free market capitalism. So when people come in front of you and they say things like, oh, you want to lower the standards and that's a low IQ take, what you're dealing with is communist operatives. These people love this state. They want the state to make decisions for them because they are incapable of making those decisions themselves because they themselves are low IQ. They don't trust themselves to be able to choose the right doctor. They don't trust themselves to be able to choose the right attorney because they don't know how to vet people. So what they need is they need the government to think for them and say, hey, here are the standards. We created a test, and if they pass this test, then they're good. The same government that takes away your rights. Make that make sense. Instead of saying, look, let the market decide. Let the market decide that this person's, hey, 20 people hired this nigga, they all in jail. He's out of business. He's out of business. With or without a license, he's out of business. Nobody's going to him. He's gonna catch a sucker every once in a while. The guy getting people off, like Patriot J, he's going to do well. Y'all dumb. Let us decide for you. Exactly. Exactly. So this is the issue that we have with some of the red whites where, this is how they act. Tom Cruise, clearing present danger. He was a rookie attorney. I don't like to use movies as an example, but yeah. Yeah. The government controls every racket. The bar is just another one. Yeah. Yeah. Flopex FDA passed. So there is no licensing by the FDA. We are FDA compliant, but there is no like FDA license as far as supplements are concerned. There's no like, there's no process for that. I mean, there's probably a process, but it's not worth the cost. All it does is say FDA approved on it, and you got to jump through all these hoops and shit like that. But we are FDA compliant, which is different from FDA approved. Steph Colonel said, I'm going to call Jehudi. Yeah, like, Jehudi is somebody I trust more than a lot of these fucking. Another thing is, too, like, if I had a case, I'm definitely going to call somebody like Jehudi or, you know, somebody who understands case law just to get my case law to my attorney. Like, if I'm going to talk to my attorney and be like, what case law are you using for this? Oh, I'm going to have my team look it up. All right, well, I brought a folder of case law you might need to use. Let's figure out how much of this stuff we could use. You know what I'm saying? And how we're going to use it. Haram Light said people go to Turkey to get their hair back. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Absolutely. Absolutely crazy. The bar means you will play by their rules? Yeah. Yeah. He's a bot. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know. He's a triggered red white bot Fed account. Let's give him a nice warm welcome here in the chat. Fucking moron. There's always gonna be one though. There's always gonna be one. You know what it is? A lot of the times they just, you know, they hate to believe that a black dude might know more than them at some point. You know, like, there's no way this nigger could be smarter than me. He can't know more than me in this instance. Well, in this instance, yeah. I mean, you're just a fucking moron. I don't know. That's why he's over there in the chat talking about Nigeria and shit like that. Like, what? What are you talking about? Brad says, best thing on the internet right now is Hotep Jesus going after licensing on the Washington State bar changes. Small libertarian hero. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, I definitely could be construed as a libertarian. I don't like claiming that shit because I'm Hotep, but right is right and wrong is wrong, bro. Sense is sense. Mr. Ness, we're going to call you Mr. Ness because your name's just so homo. We're going to go to the phone lines in a minute. You can call in, catch this heat, 202-596-5631, 202-596-5631. You can call in and catch this heat. I know you won't call in because you're probably a coward. But if you're not a coward, text Hotep your name to 202-596-5631. And let's debate. Let's debate. You know what I'm saying? The woke right is Sean King with a MAGA hat, is what I said. What else do we have? So let me just complete this woke right presentation for you today. So I said the woke right has a contingent of race pimps no different than Al Sharpton. They keep race problems in front of their audiences. It means to siphon energy and dollars from them. Okay? So, the race pimps, like I said, they're no different from Al Sharpton. They talk about, oh, look, our kids are getting beat up by black kids. Kids getting beat up by black kids. Wham, 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 wham. People react, and then they just siphon money from you and siphon your energy from you. And, you know, this cycle continues. No different from the left because there's no solution in sight. There's no solution in sight. They take something that, you know, the idiocracy of humanity, and make it seem like it's an anomaly and not more of the same. That's the big, big, big issue. Okay. The woke right is suspended in a state of perpetual victimhood. The only variable is the boogeyman of the day. It's unpure feminine energy. It's what it is. It's pure bitch assness. Oh my God, the illegals. Oh my God, the black people. Oh my God, the blue hair people. All day long, this is what they do, right? And this is, you know, this is being discussed because some of you see this on your timeline and some of you are slowly making a conversion to Hotep, and I want to just help that conversion along. I said the woke right, this is one of the most annoying things. The woke right will highlight the failure of mainstream media, like we haven't already had a funeral for the mainstream media. The woke right is the ventilator for mainstream media. This is true. Like, they sit around and we've already established that the mainstream media is fake news. And they go, how come they won't talk about this? Didn't you just say they fake news? So I said the woke right says things like, why hasn't the mainstream media covered this? Bro, it's fake news. They're not supposed to cover it. Please let legacy media die. What is wrong with you? You keep worrying about, oh, CNN's not covering this. Nobody watches CNN. Nobody watches MSNBC. TV is dying. Alternative media is taking over. Joe Rogan's the most listened to podcast in the world, followed by the Hoteps. Like, what the fuck do you want? Nobody's watching these shows. Your fearless leader went and fucking spoke to Don Lemon. Like, who the fuck does that shit? Don Lemon was toast, forgotten about, goodbye, put him to rest. And your fearless leader, fearless leader of the woke right, what did he do? Oh, I'm gonna have a conversation with Don Lemon. Why? Why? The rest of y'all, oh, I'm a debate Destiny. Why? Let these niggas die. Destiny got kicked out of the left, and here y'all come. Oh, we'll talk to him because nobody else from the left will argue with us. Fuck the left. Build your own, my nigga. Build your own. So now here y'all are fucking arguing with cucks. Don Lemon and Destiny. This is the motherfuckers y'all arguing with. Why? Because y'all desperate for attention. Y'all desperate for attention. That's female behavior. Never be desperate for attention. It's one thing that you say humanity, that we desire attention. But when you got to go and be a bitch about it, like, what are we doing, yo? Like, what are we really doing out here? So these two entities, Don Lemon and Destiny, had dying careers, and here come the right. I'll save you. Let's argue with them. No, no, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to let them die. And at every turn where the left is losing their stronghold, the right is right there to pick them back up. The left was literally losing black votes, and the right goes, let's act like we're racist now. Like, what? You got painted racist for the past, I don't know how many decades, complained about it. And as soon as they lost their footing with black people, y'all fill the void. Make that make sense. Y'all gotta be co-opted. Y'all gotta be feds. There's no other explanation. You can't be, I refuse to believe they're that stupid. Now, some people are falling for the grift, but for the most part, these motherfuckers gotta be feds, right? And they're in cooperation with the left and the right, and it's a uniparty, and I know. But some people don't believe that, or they think they're grifter of the year candidate, they're in favorite influence or whatever. They believe that they're doing something good, but they're not. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. We have to let the normies catch up. Well, if the normies watch this show, Heather, they're going to get caught up real fucking fast. Okay? They're going to get caught up real fast. Let's go to the phone lines. On this bitch ass behavior. It's very disappointing. You know? Mostly because it affects my life. That's why I'm upset. Because the left is destroying lives left and right. And all y'all do, as the left loses power, here y'all go, ready to fucking rescue them. Oh, no. Let's talk about them. No, let's not. Let's not talk about them. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about something else. Yeah, bitch. I'll be back after these phone calls.